Great Plays. Using an Irish harp and the simple words of a simple people, we bring you a great play. John Millington Sings' Well of the Saints is adapted for this NBC series by James Church and Richard McDonough. Your enjoyment of the Great Play series can be greatly enhanced by your obtaining a copy of The Listener's Aid, published through the cooperation of the University Press of Columbia University in New York. Listen at the end of this program to learn how you may obtain a copy of the Great Play's drama guide containing complete information about this series. Now, The Well of the Saints. The world that has winced too often at the spurious brogue of the stage Irishman has thrilled always to the charm and authenticity of Sing's plays of the Irish countryside. And when he has seen the playboy of the Western world, In the Shadow of the Glen, Riders to the Sea, or The Tinker's Wedding, the discerning theatergoer realizes that he has seen and met the real Irish peasant and not a reasonable facsimile. This is because a poet left his Dublin home and learned to know the people of whom he wrote, ate with them, lived with them, and listened to their tales and legends. There is a story that is told in Ireland, a story we don't vouch for, but which may be true, of how Sing picked up all the material for his Well of the Saints in one evening at a wake in Connemara. It seems that amongst those at the wake were the young playwright and a harp-playing, potheen-drinking individual named Willie the Waker. And while the women keened and the men smoked the tobacco that was the last gift of the corpse, these two men got to talking.
Yes, Willie the Waker, I've heard great things about you.
Yeah, I have, Mr. Singh.
I have. I've heard that you do nothing in all your life but attend wakes from one coast of Ireland to the other.
It's true and all, Mr. Singh. There's not another man in Ireland that pays so much respect to the dead as myself. Out of the goodness of my heart, and at a great economic loss to myself, I travel from town to town and county to county to attend the wakes of my dear departed friends.
But doesn't that interfere with your making a living?
Indeed it does, Mr. Singh. And the sad result is that I have to eat other people's food, sleep in other people's houses, wear their clothes, and smoke their tobacco.
And drink their poteen?
Well, yes, when I can get it. And pretty bad it is most of the time. Would it be criticizing me you'd be?
Oh, no, not at all, Willie. No. It's just that I've heard how you can hug a jug of poteen with one hand, play your harp with the other, and tell a story out of your mouth all at one and the same time.
That I can, from years of diligent practice. Oh, dear, the poor widow is feeling badly. Come here and sit down by the fire, Bridget. Sure, it's little comfort you're giving the corpse with all that weeping and wailing.
Oh, why did he have to go? After 19 months in a bed of sickness, the doctor tells of a new discovery that will bring my Michael onto his 2 feet again. And then before the doctor can bring the cure, poor Michael.
There, now, calm yourself, Bridget. Think back on the 3 years of happy married life you had before Michael got sick.
Oh, it's little peace I can get from such thoughts, Willie the Waker. I'm finding it much easier to think of what the future might have been if we'd only lived for the cure to get here.
No, don't you be thinking of that. Sure, you have no way of telling what the future might have brought. Look what happened to Mary and Martin Dowell. Did you never hear the story they tell of them?
The Dowells? You mean them that lives over on the edge of the bog?
I don't mean any such thing. These Dowells didn't live in this part of the country at all. It was over in the eastern counties they lived, and many a long year ago it was too. But sure, why should I be telling you stories at all?
Oh, do, Willie. Please tell the story.
Do, Willie.
Well, all right. But first... That's evil-tasting stuff. It was at the crossroads by the ruined church near the town of Clash that Mary and Martin Dowell stopped one day. It was old and weather-beaten and blind they were. And they groped their way to a big rock and sat themselves down to rest for a while.
What place are we now, Martin Dowell?
Passing the gap.
The length of that? Well, the sun's getting warm this day, if it's late autumn itself.
Well, what way wouldn't it be warm, and it getting high up in the south? You're that length plaiting your yellow hair. You have a morning lost on us. And the people are after passing to the fair of Clash.
It isn't going to the fair. The time they do be driving their cattle. And they with a litter of pigs may be squealing in their carts. They'd give us a thing at all. Ah, it's well you know that. But you must be talking.
If I didn't talk, I'd be destroyed in a short while listening to the clack you do be making. For you have a queer, cracked voice, the Lord have mercy on you. If it's fine to look on, you are itself.
And who wouldn't have a cracked voice sitting out all the year in the rain falling? Ah, it's a bad life for the voice, Martin Dowell. Though I've heard tell, there isn't anything like the wet south wind as be blowing upon us for keeping a white, beautiful skin, the like of my skin, on your neck and on your brows. And there isn't anything at all like a fine skin for putting a splendor on a woman.
I do be thinking odd times. We don't know rightly what way you have your splendor. Or asking myself, maybe, if you have it at all. For the time I was a young lad and had fine sight, it was the ones with sweet voices were the best in face.
Let you not be making the like of that talk, when you've heard Timmy the Smith and Matt Simon and Patch Ruoth, and a power besides, saying fine things of my face. And you know rightly, 'twas the beautiful dark woman they did call me in Ballinatone.
If it was itself, I heard Molly Byrne saying it the following night. It was little more than a fright you were.
She was jealous, God forgive her, because Timmy the Smith was after praising my hair.
Jealous?
Aye, jealous, Martin Dowell. And if she wasn't itself, the young and silly do be always making game of them that's dark. Ah, oh, they'd think it a fine thing if they had us deceived, the way we wouldn't know we were so fine-looking at all.
I do be thinking in the long nights. It'd be a grand thing if we could see ourselves for 1 hour, or a minute itself. The way we'd know surely we were the finest man and the finest woman of the 7 counties of the East. And then the seeing rabble below might be destroying their souls, telling bad lies, and never heed a thing they'd say.
If you weren't a big fool, you wouldn't heed them this hour, Martin Dowell. Ah, for they're a bad lot, those that have their sight. Ah, they do have great joy the time they do be seeing a grand thing, to let on they don't see it at all, and to be telling fool's lies, the like of that Molly Byrne was telling to yourself.
Well, if it's lies she does be telling, she's a sweet, beautiful voice you'd never tire to be hearing. It was only the pigs she'd be calling, or crying out in the long grass, maybe, after her hens. It should be a fine, soft, rounded woman, I'm thinking. I have a voice the like of that.
Let you not be minding if it's flat or rounded she is, for she's a flighty, foolish woman you'll hear when you're a long way off. And she making a great noise and laughing at the well.
Isn't laughing a nice thing the time a woman's young?
A nice thing, is it? A nice thing to hear a woman making a loud brain laugh the like of that.
I've heard Timmy say a power of times it's nothing at all she is when you see her at the side of you. Yet, I never heard any man's breath getting uneasy the time he'd be looking on yourself.
I'm not the like of the girls to be running round on the road swinging their legs, and they with their necks out looking on the men.
Yet I'm told it's a grand thing to see a young girl walking the road.
Mm-hmm, and you'd be as bad as the rest of them if you had your sight. Oh, I did well, surely, not to marry a seeing man. It scores would have had me in welcome, for the seeing is a queer lot, and you'd never know the thing they do.
There's someone coming on the road.
Psst. Did you put the pith away out of their sight? Or they'll be picking it out with the spying eyes they have and saying it's rich we are and not sparing us a thing at all.
Leave a bit of silver for blind Martin, Your Honor.
God bless you.
Leave a bit of silver or a penny copper itself. And we'll be praying the Lord to bless you and you go on the way.
And you let an honor while back you knew my step.
It's Timmy the Smith. Yes, I know your step. When Molly Byrne's walking in front, or when she's 2 perches maybe lagging behind. But as few times I have heard you walking up the like of that, as if you'd met a thing wasn't right in you coming on the road.
You've good ears, God bless you, if you're a liar itself. For I'm after walking up in great haste from hearing wonders at the fair.
You're always hearing queer, wonderful things, and a lot of them nothing at all.
If I was coming to tell you it's in this place, there'd be a bigger wonder done in a short while than was ever done in the Green of Clash, or in the Wither Linster itself. But you're thinking maybe you're too cute a little fella to be minding me at all.
There'll be wonders in this place, is it?
Here at the crossing of these roads.
I never heard tell of anything to happen in this place since the night they killed the owl fella going home with his gold. The Lord have mercy on him and threw down his corpse into the bog.
If I'd a mind, I'd be telling you of a real wonder this day. And the way you'll be having great joy, maybe, and you're not thinking of it at all.
Are they putting up a still behind the rocks? It'd be a grand thing if I'd sup handy the way I wouldn't be destroying myself groping up across the bogs in the rain falling.
It's not a still they're bringing, or the like of it either.
Maybe they're hanging a thief above at the bit of a tree. I'm told it's a great sight to see a man hanging by his neck. Ah, but what joy would that be to ourselves? And we not seeing it at all.
They're not hanging anyone this day, Mary Dole. And yet, with the help of God, you'll see a power hang before you die.
Well, you queer humbug and talk. What way would I see a power hanged, and I a dark woman since the 7th year of my age?
Did you ever hear tell of a place across a bit of the sea where there's an island and the grave of the 4 beautiful saints?
I've heard people have walked round from the west, and they speaking of that.
There's a green ferny well, I'm told, behind of that place. And if you put a drop of water out of it in the eyes of a blind man, you'll make him see as well as any person is walking the world.
Is that the truth, Jimmy? Oh, I'm thinking you're telling a lie.
That's the truth, Martin Dole. And you may believe it now, for you're after believing a power of things weren't as likely at all.
Well, can't you open the big slobbering mouth you have and say what way the wonder will be? Not be making blather till the fall of night.
I'll be going now, not wasting time talking civil talk with a like you.
Oh, let you come here to me, Timmy, and not be minding him at all. Oh, you're not huffy with myself. Now let you tell me the whole story, and don't be fooling me more. Is it yourself has brought us the water?
It is not, surely.
Then tell us your wonder, Timmy. What person will bring it at all?
It's a fine holy man will bring it. A saint of the Almighty God.
Oh, saint, is it?
Aye, a fine saint who's going around through the churches of Ireland with a long cloak on him and naked feet. For he's brought us up with the water slung at his side, and with the like of him, any little drop is enough to cure the dying, or make the blind sea as clear as the grey hawks to be up high up on a still day sailing the sky.
In what place is he, Timmy? I'll be walking to him now.
Let you stay quiet, Martin. He's straying around saying prayers at the churches and the high crosses between this place and the hills, and he with a great crowd going behind him. And then he'll be coming after to this place to cure the two of you. We'll have to tell him the way you are and to say his prayers in the church.
Ah, and will we be seeing ourselves this day? Oh, glory be to God. Is it true, surely?
Maybe I'd have time to walk down and get the big shawl I have below. For I do look my best, I've heard them say, when I'm dressed up with that thing on my head.
You'd have time, surely.
Christ, no. I hear people again coming by the stream.
It's the young girls I left walking after the saint. They're coming now carrying things in their hands, and they're walking as easy as you see a child walk who'd have a dozen eggs hidden in her bib.
That's Molly Byrne, I'm thinking.
God bless you, Martin. I've holy water here from the grave of the 4 saints of the West. We'll have you cured in a short while and seeing like ourselves.
He's heard that, God help you. But where at all is the saint? And what way is he after trusting the holy water with the likes of you?
He was afeard to go far away with the clouds is coming beyond. So he's gone up now through the thick woods to say a prayer at the crosses of Granon. And he's coming on this road to the church.
And he's after leaving the holy water with the two of you. It's a wonder, surely.
The lads told him no person could carry them things through the briars and steep, slippy-feeling rocks he'll be climbing above. So he looked round then and gave the water and his big cloak and his bell to the two of us. For young girls, says he, are the cleanest, holy people you'd see walk in the world.
Well, the saint's a simple fellow, and it's no lie.
Let you give me the water in me hand, Molly Byrne, the way I'll know you have it, surely.
Here, then, wonders is queer things. And maybe it'll cure you, and you holding it alone.
It does not, Molly. I'm not seeing it all. Yeah, there's a small sup only. Well, isn't it a great wonder? The little trifling thing would bring seeing to the blind. It'd be showing us the big women, and the young girls, and all the fine things as walk in the world. Here, Mary.
Well, glory be to God.
And what is it Bride herself has, making songs in her hand?
It's the saint's bell. You'll hear him ringing out the time he's going up someplace to be saying his prayers.
It's a sweet, beautiful sound.
You know, I'm thinking by the little silvery voice of it. A fasting holy man was after carrying it a great way at his side.
Would you think well to be all your life walking around the like of that, Martin Dowell, and you bell-ringing with the saints of God?
And how would he be bell-ringing with the saints of God, and he wedded with myself?
That's the truth, she's saying. And if bell-ringing is a fine life, yet I'm thinking maybe it's better I am wedded with the beautiful dark woman of Ballinatone.
You're thinking that. God help you. But it's little you know of at all.
It's little, surely. And I'm distraught this day, waiting to look upon her face.
It's well you know the way she is. For the like of you to have great knowledge in the feeling in your hands.
We do, maybe. And yet it's little I know of faces. For the young girls is mighty shy to me, the smith. And it isn't much they heed me. Though they do be saying I'm a handsome man.
Isn't it a queer thing, the voice he puts on him, when you hear him talking to the skinny-looking girls, and he married with a woman he's heard called the wonder of the Western world?
In the 2 years, see great wonder this day, and it's no lie.
I have heard tell her yellow hair, and her white skin, and her big eyes are a wonder, surely.
Here's the saint, coming from the selvage of the wood.
Take the bell and put yourself by the stones, bride. Stand there now. Quiet, Martin, let you not be saying a word.
Will he mind the way we are? You're not tidied or washed cleanly at all.
He'll not see what way you are. He'd walk by the finest woman in Ireland, I'm thinking, and not trouble to raise his 2 eyes to look upon her face.
Whisht!
Are these the 2 poor people?
They are, Holy Father.
It's a hard life you've had, not seeing sun or moon, or the holy priests itself praying to the Lord. But it's the like of you who are brave in a bad time will make a fine use of the gift of sight the Almighty God will bring to you today. It's on a bare, starving rock that there's the grave of the 4 beauties of God. The way it's little wonder, I'm thinking, if it's with bare, starving people the water should be used. So it's to the light of yourselves that do be going, who are wrinkled and poor, a thing rich men would hardly look at all, but would throw a coin to, or a crust of bread. If it's raggy and dirty you are itself, I'm saying, the Almighty God isn't at all like the rich men of Ireland. And with the power of the water, I'm after bringing in a little curry into Cashla Bay. He'll have pity on you and put sight into your eyes.
I'm ready now, Holy Father.
I'll cure you first, and then I'll come for your wife. We'll go up now into the church, for I must say a prayer to the Lord. And let you be making your mind still and saying praises in your heart, for it's a great, wonderful thing when the power of the Lord of the world is brought down upon your lake.
Come on, Timmy.
Stay back where you are, for I'm not wanting a big crowd making whispers in the church. Stay back there, I'm saying, and you'll do well to be thinking on the way that sin has brought blindness to the world, and to be saying a prayer for your own sakes against false prophets and heathens, and the words of the women and smiths, and all knowledge that would soil the soul or the body of a man.
Isn't it a fine, beautiful voice he has? And he a fine, brave man, if it wasn't for the fasting.
Did you watch him moving his hands?
It'd be a fine thing if someone in this place could pray the like of him.
Whisht! Look at the great trembling Martin has shaking him, and he on his knees.
God help him. What'll he be doing when he sees his wife this day? I'm thinking it was bad work we did when we let you along. She was a fine-looking woman and not a wrinkled, wizened hag the way she is.
Well, but why should he be vexed? And we after giving him this great pride, joy and pride all the time he was dark.
If it's vexed, he is itself. He'll have other things now to think on as well as his wife. And what does any man care for a wife when it's 2 weeks or 3 he's looking on her face?
That's true now, Molly. And it's more joy Dark Martin got from the lies we told of that hag is kneeling by the path than your own man will get from you day or night, and he living at your side.
Let you not be talking, Matt Simon, for it's not yourself will be my man, though you'd be crowing and singing fine songs if you'd that hope in you at all.
That you may not be raising your voice in the state of Bobbity's prayers.
Whisht, whisht. I'm thinking he's cured.
Oh, glory be to God.
Laus, Patricit et Feliu, Spiritu Paracletu, Quiso et Doni Gratium, Misertus Decibenia.
Oh, glory be to God. I see now, surely. I see the walls of the church, and the green bits of ferns in them, and yourself, Holy Father, and the great width of the sky.
He doesn't know at all, and see, the saint's taking Mary, you know.
That's Timmy. I know Timmy by the black of his head. That's Matt Simon. I knew Matt by the length of his legs. That should be Pat's Roar, with the gamey eyes in him and the fiery hair. Oh, it was no lie they told me, Mary Dowell. Oh, glory to God and the 7 saints, I didn't die and not see you at all. The blessing of God on the water and the feet carried it round through the land. The blessing of God on this day and them that brought me the saint. For it's grand hair you have, and soft skin, and eyes that make the saints, if they were dark a while and seeing again, fall down out of the sky. Hold up your head, Mary. The way I'll see it's richer I am than the great kings of the East. Hold up your head, I'm saying, for it soon you'll be seeing me, and I'm not a bad one at all.
Let you keep away from me and not be soiling me chin.
It's Molly's voice you have.
Why wouldn't I have my own voice? Do you think I'm a ghost?
Well, which of you all is herself? Is it you, is Mary Dowell? I'm thinking you're more the like of what they said. For you've yellow hair and white skin. And it's the smell of me own turf is rising from your shawl.
I'm not your wife, and let you get out of my way.
Try again, Martin, try again, and you'll be finding her yet.
Where is it you have her hidden away? Isn't it a black shame for a drove of pitiful beast like you to be making game of me and putting a fool's head on me on the grand day of me life? You're thinking you're a fine lot with your giggling, weeping eyes. A fine lot to be making game of myself and the woman I've heard called the great wonder of the West.
Here she comes. Here comes Mary Dowell down out of the church.
Which of you is Martin Dowell?
It's her voice, surely.
Go up now and take her under the chin and be speaking the way you spoke to meself.
If I speak now, I'll speak hard to the two of you.
You're not saying a word, Mary. What is it you think of himself with the fat legs on him and the little neck like a ram?
I'm thinking it's a poor thing when the Lord God gives you sight and puts the like of that man in your way.
It's on your two knees you should be thanking the Lord God you're not looking on yourself. For if it was yourself you'd seen, you'd be running around in a short way like the old screeching mad woman that's running around in the glen.
If I'm not so fine as some of them said, I have my hair and big eyes and my white skin.
Your hair and your big eyes, is it? I'm telling you, there isn't a wisp on any grey mare on the ridge of the world isn't finer than the dirty twist on your head. There isn't two eyes in any starving sow isn't finer than the eyes you were calling blue like the sea.
It's the devil cured you this day with your talking to sows. It's the devil cured you this day, I'm saying, and drove you crazy with lies.
Isn't it yourself is after playing lies on me 10 years in the day and in the night? But what is that to you? Now the Lord God has given eyes to me. The way I see an old wizened hag was never fit to rear a child to me itself.
I wouldn't rear a crumpled whelp the like of you.
Go on now, be seeking a lonesome place where the earth can hide you away. Go on now, I'm saying.
Oh, maybe if I hit you a strong blow, you'd be blind again and having what you want.
Can't you keep off from me now? You wouldn't have me strike out the little handful of brains you have about on the road.
I've got no shame to be making a great row and the saint above saying his prayers.
What is it I care for the like of him? Let me hit her one good one for the love of the Almighty God, and I'll be quiet after till I die.
Will you wish, I'm saying?
Are their minds troubled with joy, or is their sight uncertain, the way it does often be the day a person is restored?
It's too certain their sight is holy, Father, and they're after making a great fight because they're a pair of pitiful shows.
May the Lord who has given you sight send a little sense into your heads, the way it won't be on your two selves you'll be looking, on two pitiful sinners of the earth, but on the splendor of the Spirit of God. You'll see an odd time shining out through the big hills and the steep streams falling to the sea. For if it's on the like of that you'll be thinking, you'll not be minded the faces of men, but you'll be saying prayers and great praises till you be living the way the great saints do be living, with little but old sacks and skin covering their bones. Leave and go now. You're seeing he's quiet again. And let you not be raising your voice, a bad thing in a woman, but let the lot of you who have seen the power of the Lord be thinking on it in the dark of night, be saying to yourselves it's great pity and love he has for the poor starving people of Ireland. And now the Lord send blessing to you all, for I am going on to Anagolan, where there is a deaf woman, and to Larrick, where there are two men without sense, and to Clanassel, where there are children blind from their birth. And then I'm going to sleep this night in the bed of the holy Kevin, and to be praising God and asking great blessing on you all.
By the sharp stones in St. Patrick's Purgatory, did ever a miracle like that happen in the east of Ireland, Willie the Waker? Or is it the poteen that's talking?
Ah, faith, Bridget. And if it was the poteen was talking, it'd be an evil tale it would tell. They hadn't ought to let people drink this vile stuff. But to answer your question, the miracle did work. But from that day on, the demons took possession of the hearts of the Dowells, and divil a word or a kind look Mary or Martin had for each other. 'Twas separated they were, and as the winter came on, Martin went to work for Timmy the Smith, as a helper at the forge. Well, on this particular morning, Timmy the Smith was in the lather of a hurry for poor Martin Dowell to get on with the cutting of the sticks.
that you make haste out there. I'll be putting up with new fires at the turn of day, and you haven't half of them sticks cut yet.
It's destroyed, I'll be, whacking your old thorns till the turn of day. And I, with no food in me stomach, would keep the life in a pig. Let you come out here, then, and cut them yourself if you want them cut. For there's an hour every day when a man has a right to his rest.
You want me to be driving you off again to be walking the roads? Here you are now, and I've given you your food and a corner to sleep and money with it. And to hear you talk, you'd think I was after beating you or stealing your gold.
You'd do it handy, maybe, if I'd gold to steal.
There's no fear of you having gold, a lazy, basking fella the like of you.
No fear, maybe, and I hear with yourself. For it's more I got a while since, and I sitting blinded and grinning, that I get in this place, working hard, and destroying myself the length of the day.
Working hard? I'll teach you to work hard, Martin Dole. Slip off your coat now and put a tuck in your sleeves, and cut a lot of them sticks while I'll rake the ashes to the forge, or I'll put you up with you no longer.
Would you have me getting me death, sitting out in the black wintry air, with no coat on me at all?
Strip it off now, or walk down upon the road.
Oh, God help me. I've heard tell you stripped the sheet from your first wife, and you're putting her down into the grave. And that there isn't the like of you for plucking your living ducks the short days, and leaving them running around in their skins in the great rains and the cold.
Let you cut them sticks and give me a rest from your talk, for I'm not heeding you at all.
That's a hard, terrible stick, Timmy. Isn't it a poor thing to be cutting strong timber the like of that? And it's cold, the bark is, and slippy with the frost of the air.
Why wouldn't it be cold and it freezing since the moon was changed?
What way indeed, Timmy. For it's a raw, beastly day we do have each day. I do thinking it's well for the blind don't be seeing them grey clouds driving on the hill. Don't be looking on people with their noses red, the like of your nose. And their eyes weeping and watering the like of your eyes. God help you, Timmy the Smith.
Is it turning now you are against your sight?
It's a hard thing for a man to have his sight, and he living near to the like of you. Or wed with a wife.
You'd have a right to be minding me, Martin Dole. For it's a great power the saint has cured lose their sight after a while. Mary Dowles is dimming again, I've heard them say. And I'm thinking the Lord, if he hears you making that talk, we'll have little pity left for you at all.
There's not a bit of fear of me losing me sight. And if it's a dark day itself, it's too well I see every wicked wrinkle you have round by your eye.
The day's not dark since the clouds broke in the east.
Let you not be tormenting yourself trying to make me afeard. You told me a power of bad lies the time I was blind. Glory be to God, she's coming again.
Look at him now, Mary Dole. You'll be a great one for keeping him steady at his work, for he's after idling and blathering this hour from dawn of day.
Of what is it you're speaking, Timmy Smith?
Of himself, surely. Look at him there, and he with a shirt on him ripping from his back. You'd have a right to come round this night, I'm thinking, and put a stitch in his clothes. For it's long enough you are not speaking to one to the other.
Let the two of you not torment me at all.
Well, isn't it a queer thing? She can't keep herself 2 days without looking on me face.
Looking on your face? And she after going by with her head turned the way you'd see a priest going, where there'd be a drunken man on the side of the ditch talking with a girl. Come back here and don't mind her at all. Come back here, I'm saying. You've no call to be spying behind her since she went off and left you in place of breaking her heart trying to keep you in decency and clothes and food.
You know rightly, Timmy, it was myself drove her away.
That's a lie you're telling. And yet it's little I care which one of you is driving the other. And let you walk back here, I'm saying, to your work.
I'm coming, surely.
And what is it you're gaping, Martin Dole?
There's a person walking above. It's Molly Byrne, I'm thinking.
If she is itself, let you not be idling this day or minding her at all. And let you hurry with them sticks, for I want you in a short while to be blown on the forge.
Is it roasting me now, you'd be? Pothooks. Is it over them you've been inside, sneezing and sweating since the dawn of day?
I'm making a power of things you do have when a man is settling with a wife, Martin Dole.
Molly'll be saying great praises now to the Almighty God. And he giving her... giving ye a fine, stout, hardy man the like of you.
God forgive you if you're an ugly-looking man itself. I'm thinking your tongue's worse than your view.
Isn't it destroyed with the cold I am? And if I'm ugly itself, I never seen anyone the like of you for dreepiness this day, Timmy the Smith. And I'm thinking now herself's coming above. You'd have a right to step up into your old shanty and give a rub to your face. Not be sitting there with your bleary eyes and your big nose, the leg of an old scarecrow stuck down upon the road.
There's no call to mind what way I look, only after building a house with four rooms in it above on the hill. Maybe I do right, maybe to step in and wash the blackness from my eyes.
God save you, Molly Burton.
God save you.
It's a dark, gloomy day, and the Lord have mercy on us all.
Middling dark.
It's a poor of dirty days and dark mornings. And shabby-looking fellas we do have to be looking on when we have our sight, God help us. But there's one fine thing we have. To be looking on a grand, wide, handsome girl like you.
I've heard the priest say it isn't looking on a young girl would teach many to be saying their prayers.
It isn't many have been the way I was. Hearing your voice speaking and not seeing you at all.
That should have been a queer time for an old wicked coaxing fool to be sitting there with your eyes shut. And not seeing a sight of a girl or woman passing the road.
If it was a queer time itself, it was great joy and pride I had the time I'd hear your voice speaking and you passing to Grenan.
I'll tell your wife if you talk to me the like of that.
There no living person can speak a score of words to me or say God speed you itself without putting me in mind of the old woman or that day either at Grenan.
I was thinking it should be a fine thing to put you in mind of the day you call the grand day of your life.
Grand day, is it? What a bad black day. When I was round up, found I was the like of the little children to be listening to the stories of an old woman, to be dreaming after in the dark night, that it's in grand houses of gold they are, with speckled horses to ride, and to be waking again in a short while. They destroyed with the cold, the thunderpin maybe, and the starved ass braying in the yard.
You have great romance in this day, Martin Dowell. Was it up at the still you were at the fall of night?
It was not, Molly Byrne, but lying down in a little rickety shed, lying down across a sop of straw, and I thinking I was seeing you walk, and hearing the sound of your step on a dry road. It's a fine sound your voice has that time, and it's better I am, I'm thinking, lying down the way a blind man does be lying, than to be sitting here in the grey light, taking hard words at Timmy the Smith.
It's queer talk you have if it's a little old shabby stump of a man you are, itself.
I'm not so old as you do hear them say.
You're old, I'm thinking, to be talking that talk with a girl.
It's not a lie you're telling, maybe. For it's long years I'm after losing from the world. Feeling love, joking love, the old woman. When I fooled the whole while with the lies of Timmy the Smith.
It's a fine way you want him to pay Timmy the Smith. And it's not his lies you're making love to this day, Martin Dowell.
It is not, Molly, and the Lord forgive us all. For I've heard tell there are lands beyond in Carr, Iverarig, and the Reeks of Cork, with warm sun in them, and fine light in the sky. And light's a grand thing for a man ever was blind, or a woman with a fine neck and a skin under the like of you. And either way, we'd have a right to go off this day. So we'd have a fine life passing abroad through them tongues of the south. And we'd tell him stories, maybe, or singing songs at the fairs.
Well, isn't it a queer thing when your own wife's after leaving you because you're a pitiful show, you talk the like of that to me?
It's a queer thing, maybe. For all things is queer in the world. But there's one thing I'm telling you. If she walked off away from me, it wasn't because of seeing me, and I know more than I am, but because I was looking on her with me two eyes, and she getting up and eating her food and combing her hair and lying down for her sleep.
Wouldn't any married man you'd have be doing the like of that?
Yeah, I'm thinking, by the mercy of God, as few sees anything but them is blind for a space. It's a few sees the old woman rotting for the grave, and it's few sees the like of yourself, though it's shining you are, like a high lamp dragging the ships out of the sea.
Keep off from me, Martin Dowell.
That's the truth I'm telling you. And you'd do right not to marry a man as after looking out a long while in the bad days of the world. For what way would the like of him have fit eyes to look on yourself?
It's the like of that talk you'd hear from a man would be losing his mind.
It'd be little wonder if a man near the like of you would be losing his mind. Put down your can now and come along with me, self. For I'm after seeing you this day. Seeing you maybe the way no man has seen you in the world. Let you come on now, I'm saying, to the lands of Ivera. And
leave,
the reeks of...
Leave me go, Martin Dowell. Leave me go, I'm saying.
Oh, let you not be fooling. Come along now. The little path through the trees.
Timmy the Smith. Did ever you hear that them that loses their sight loses their senses along with it, Timmy the Smith?
He's no sin, surely. And he'll be having himself driven off this day from where he has good sleeping and feeding and wages for his work.
He is a bigger fool than that, Timmy. Look on him now and tell me if that isn't a grand fellow to think he's only to open his mouth to have a fine woman the like of me running along by his heels.
Oh, the blind is wicked people, and it's no lie. But he'll walk off this day and not be troubling us more.
Oh, glory be, it is herself come back again. Let's not put shame on me, Molly, before herself and the smith. Let's not put shame on me, and I after saying fine words to you and dreaming dreams in the night. Is it a storm or thunder is coming? Or the last end of the world? The heavens is closing, I'm thinking. With darkness, the great trouble passing in the sky. Is it darkness or thunder is coming, Mary Dow? Mary Dow, did you see me clearly with your eyes?
I see you a sight too clearly, and let you keep off from me now.
That's right, Mary. That's the way to treat the like of them is after standing there at me feet and asking me to go off with them, till I grow an old wretched road woman the like of yourself. Oh,
when the skin shrinks on your chin, Molly Byrne, there won't be the like of you for a shrun hag in the four quarters of Ireland. Oh, it's a fine pair you'd be, surely.
Is it no shame you have to let on she'd ever be the like of you?
Oh, it's them that's fat and flabby do be wrinkled young. And that whitish yellowy hair she has does be soon turning the like of a handful of thin grass you'd see rotting where the wet lies at the north of a sty. Ah, it's a better thing to have a simple, seemly face, the like of my face, for 20 years, or 50 itself, than to be setting fools mad a short while, and then to be turning a thing would drive off the little children from your feet.
Oh, God protect us, Molly, from the words of the blind. And there's your old rubbish now, Martin Dole, and let you take it up, for it's all you have, and walk off through the world. For if I ever meet you coming again, if it's seeing or blind you are itself, I'll bring out the big hammer and hit you a welt will leave you easy till the judgment day.
And what call have you to talk the like of that with myself?
It's well you know what call I have. It's well you know a decent girl I'm thinking to wed has no right to have her heart scalded with hearing talk and queer bad talk I'm thinking from a raggedy looking fellow the like of you.
It's making game of you she is. For what seeing girl would marry with yourself? Look on him, Molly. Look on him, I'm saying. For I'm seeing him still. And let you raise your voice, for the time has come, and bid him go up into his forge and be sitting there by himself, sneezing and sweating, and he beating pot hooks till the judgment day.
Keep him off from me, Timmy.
Would you have me strike you, Martin Dole? Go along after your wife, who's a fit match for you, and leave Molly with myself.
Won't you raise your voice, Molly, and lay hell's long curse on his tongue?
I'll be telling him it's destroyed I am with the sight of you and the sound of your voice. Go off now after your wife. Come up now, Timmy, into the fog till he be gone down a bit on the road. For it's near afeard I am of the wild look he has come into his eyes.
Let me not find you here again, Martin Dole. It's well you know that Timmy the Smith has great strength in his arm. And it's a power of things that has broken a sight harder than are all born of your skull.
And that's the last thing I'm to set me sight on in the life of the world. The villainy of a woman. The bloody strength of a man. Oh, God, pity a poor blind fella, the way I am this day, with no strength in me to do hurt to them at all. Yet if I've no strength in me, I have a voice left for me prayers, and may the Lord blight them this day, and me own soul the same hour with them. The way I'll see them after, Molly Byrne and Timmy the Smith, the two of them on a high bed, and they screeching in hell. It's not blind I'll be that time. And it won't be hell to me. Ah, no, but the like of heaven itself. And it's fine care I'll be taking the Lord Almighty doesn't know.
It was an evil old man Martin Dole turned out to be, wasn't it?
It was, Willie the Waker. It certainly was.
Ah, by the saints. That stuff would take the tail off a horse.
Go on with your story, Willie. What happened?
Well, do you mind the spot I described to you first of all? The gap in the hedge by the side of the road near the old ruined church outside the town of Clash.
Yes. I do.
Well, it was there that Mary Dowell came wandering, with the darkness shut down over her eyes in the top of a fine spring day, and the sorrow laden thick on her beggar soul.
Oh, God, help me. Oh, the blackness wasn't so black at all the other time as it is this time. And it's destroyed I'll be now. And hard set to get my living working alone. When as few are passing and the winds are cold. I'm thinking short days will be long days to me from this time. And I sitting here, not seeing a blink or hearing a word. And no thought in my mind but long prayers that Martin Dowell will get his reward in a short while for the villainy of his heart. It's great jokes the people will be making now, I'm thinking. And they pass me by, pointing their fingers, maybe, and asking what place is himself. The way it's no quieter decency I'll have from this day till I'm an old woman with long white hair and it twisting from my brow. Psh.
There's a queer, slouchy step coming in the road. God help me. He's coming, surely.
The devil meant Mary Dowell for putting lies on me, letting on she was grand. The devil meant the old saint for letting me see it was lies. The devil meant Timmy the smith for killing me with hard work and keeping me with an empty, windy stomach in me in the day and in the night. 10,000 devils meant the soul of Molly Byrne and the bad, wicked souls is hidden in all the women of the world. Lonesome I'll be from this day. And of living people is a bad lot. Yet Mary Dowell herself, and she a dirty, wrinkled-looking hag, was better maybe to be sitting along with than no one at all. I'd be kissing me death now, I'm thinking, sitting alone in the cold air, hearing the night coming, the blackbirds flying around in the briars, crying to themselves. At the time you'll hear one cart getting off a long way in the east, and another cart getting off a long way in the west, and a dog barking maybe, and a little wind turning the sticks. I'll be distraught sitting alone and losing me senses this time, the way I'm after losing me sight. It doesn't make any person afeard to be sitting up, hearing the sound of his breath and the noise of his feet. And it's a pool of queer things to be stirring. Little sticks breaking. And the grass moving. Take your dying oath on sun and moon. The thing was breathing on the stones. I'll be going now, I'm thinking. And I'm not sure what place me stick's in. And I'm distraught with terror and dread. Bah! There's a thing with a cold, living face on it sitting up at my side. My road is lost on me now. Oh, merciful God. Set me foot on the path this day, oh Lord. And I'll be saying prayers morning and night. Not straining me ears after young girls or doing any bad thing till I die.
Let you not be telling lies to the Almighty God.
Mary Dowell, is it? Is it Mary Dowell, I'm saying?
There's a sweet note in your voice I've not heard for a space. You're taking me for Molly Byrne, I'm thinking.
Well, sight's a queer thing for upsetting a man. It's a queer thing to think I'd live to this day to be fearing the like of you. But if it's shaken I am for a short while, I'll soon be coming to myself.
Ah, you'll be grand then, and it's no lie.
You have no call to be talking, for I've heard tell you're as blind as myself.
If I am, I'm bearing in mind I'm married to a little dark stump of a fella looks the fool of the world. And I'll be bearing in mind from this day the great hullabaloo he's after making from hearing a poor woman breathing quiet in her place.
And you'll be bearing in mind, I'm thinking, what you seen a while back when you looked down into a well, or a clear pool maybe, when there was no wind stirring and a good light in the sky.
I'm minding that surely. For if I'm not the way the liars were saying below, I seen a thing in them pools put joy and blessing in my heart.
Well, they were saying below I was losing me senses. But I never went any day the length of that. God help you, Mary Dowell. If you're not a wonder for looks, you're the maddest female woman is walking the counties of the East.
You were saying all times you'd a great ear for hearing the lies of the world. A great ear, God help you. And you think you're using it now.
If it's not lies you're telling, would you have me think you're not a wrinkled poor woman? He's looking like 3 scores, or 2 scores and a half.
I would not, Martin. For when I seen myself in them pools, I seen my hair would be gray or white maybe in a short while. And I seen with it that I'd a face would be a great wonder when it'll have soft white hair falling round it. The way when I'm an old woman, there won't be the like of me surely in the 7 counties of the East.
You're a cute thinking woman, Mary Dowell. And it's no lie.
Oh, I am, surely. And I'm telling you, a beautiful white-haired woman is a grand thing to see.
Did you think to look, Mary Dowell? Would there be a whiteness like that coming upon me?
Ah, you, God help you. Oh, in a short while, you'll have a head on you as bald as an old turnip you'd see rolling round in the muck.
You need never talk again of your fine looks, Martin Dowell. For the day that talk's gone forever.
That's a hard word to be saying. For I was thinking if I'd a bit of comfort the like of yourself, it's not far off we'd be from the good days went before. That'd be a wonder, surely. But I'll never rest easy, thinking you're a grey, beautiful woman, and myself a pitiful show.
I can't help your looks, Martin Dowell. 'Twasn't myself made you with your rat's eyes and your big ears and your gristledy chin.
There's one thing you forgot, if you're a cute-thinking woman itself.
Your slouchy feet, is it? Or your hooky neck or your two knees is black with knocking one on the other?
There's talking for a cute woman. There's talking, surely.
Well, if you'd anything but lies to say, you'd be talking to yourself.
I've just to say, Mary Dowell, I'll be letting me beard grow in a short while. A beautiful, long, white, silken, streamy beard. You wouldn't see the like of it in the Eastern world. Ah, a white beard's a grand thing on an old one. And a beard's a thing you'll never have, so you may be holding your tongue.
Well, well, we're a great pair, surely. And it's great times we'll have yet, maybe. And great talking before we die.
Great times from this day, with the help of the Almighty God. For a priest itself would believe the lies of an old man would have a fine white beard growing on his chin. Mm.
There's the sound of one of them twittery yellow birds to be coming in the springtime from beyond the sea. And there'd be a fine warmth now in the sun, and a sweetness in the air, the way it'll be a grand thing to be sitting here quiet and easy, smelling the things growing up and budding from the earth.
Well, I'm smelling the furze a while back, sprouting on the hill. And if you'd hold your tongue, you'd hear the lambs of Grenan, though it's near drowned their crying is, with the Fool River making noises in the glen.
The lambs is bleating, surely. And there's cocks and laying hens making a fine stir a mile off on the face of the hill.
What's that sounding in the west?
It's not the churches, for the wind's blowing from the sea.
It's the old saint, I'm thinking, ringing his bell.
Oh, the Lord protect us from the saints of God. Oh, he's coming this road, surely.
Will we be running off, Mary Dow?
And what place would we run?
There's a little path going up through the sloughs. Oh. But I'm afeard. After the time we were with our sight, maybe we'll not find our way to it at all.
Oh, you'll find the way, surely. Oh, you're a grand man. The world knows at finding your way, winter or summer.
Come a bit this way. It's here it begins. Yeah, there's a tree pulled into the gap. But a strange thing happened since I was passing before.
Would we have a right to be crawling in below under the sticks?
Yeah, it's hard said I am to know what'd be right. And isn't it a poor thing to be blind when you can't run off itself and you're fearing to see?
Oh, it's a poor thing, God help us. And what good our grey hairs now will be itself if we have our sight, the way we'll see them falling each day and turning dirty in the rain.
Ah, he's coming now. We won't get off from him at all.
Could we hide in a bit of a briar is grown at the west butt of the church?
Ah, we'll try that, surely. Yeah, let's make haste, Doc. I hear them trampling in the wood.
Oh, it's the words of the young girls making a great stir in the trees. Martin, Martin. Here's the briar on my left. I'll go in first. I'm the big one, and I'm easy to see.
That's easy heard you are. Will you be holding your toast?
Come now in beside me. Do you think they can see us? Do you think they can see us now, Martin Dowell?
I'm thinking they can't, but I'm hard set to know.
Oh, they're coming. I hear their feet on the stones.
I've helped Martin Dowell and Mary Dowell seeing this day about the road, Holy Father. We were taking your pity on them and cure them again.
I would, maybe, Timmy the Smith. But where are they at all? I have little time left when I have the two of you wed in the church.
There are the rushes they do have lying around on the stones. It's not far off they'll be, surely.
Look beyond, Timmy.
Well, well, well. Martin's the lazy fellow to be lying there in the height of the day. Let you get up out of that. You were near losing a great chance while you were sleeping this day, Martin Dowell. And the two of them's in it. God help us all.
What is it you want, Timmy, that you can't leave us in peace?
The saints come to marry the two of us, and I'm after speaking a word for yourselves the way he'll be curing, you know. For if you're a foolish man itself, I do be pitying you, for I've a kind heart when I think you were sitting in the darts again and you after seeing a while and working for your bread.
You're going the wrong way. It's this way, Martin Dow.
Let you not be afeard, for there's great pity with the Lord.
We aren't afeard, Holy Father.
It's many a time those that are cured with the well of the four beauties of God lose their sight when a time is gone. But those I cure a second time go on seeing till the hour of death. Now, I've only a few drops left of the water, but with the help of God, it'll be enough for the two of you. And let you kneel down now upon the road. You can kneel down here, I'm saying. We'll not trouble this time going to the church.
You're gone mad in your head, Martin Dole. It's here you're to kneel. Did you not hear his reverence when he's speaking, do you know?
Kneel down, I'm saying. The ground's dry at your feet.
Let you go on your own way, Holy Father. We're not calling you at all.
I'm not saying a word of penance or fasting itself, for I'm thinking the Lord has brought you great teaching in the blindness of your eyes. So you've no call now to be fearing me, but let you kneel down now till I give you your sight.
We're not asking our sight, Holy Father. Let you walk on your own way. Be fasting or praying or do anything you will. But leave us here in our peace at the crossing of the roads. For it's best we are this way, and we're not asking to see.
This is my God. It is no wish to be cured this way. Or to be living or working or looking at the wonders of the world.
It's wondrous enough I've seen in a short space for the life of one man only.
I never heard tell of any person wouldn't have great joy to be looking on the earth and the image of the Lord thrown upon men.
Them is great sights, Holy Father. What was it I seen when I first opened me eyes but your own bleeding feet and they cut with the stones? That was a great sight, maybe, of the image of God. And what was it I seen me last day? But the villainy of hell looking out from the eyes of the girl you're coming to marry, the Lord forgive you, to Timmy the Smith. Ah, that was a great night, maybe. And wasn't it great sights I seen on the road when the north winds would be driving and the skies would be harsh? Did you see the horses and the ashes and the dogs itself, maybe, with their heads hanging and they closing their eyes?
And did you never hear tell of the summer and the fine spring and the places where the holy men of Ireland have built up churches to the Lord? No man is in a madman, I'm thinking, would be talking the like of that and wishing to be closed up and seeing no sight of the grand glittering seas and the firs that is opening above and will soon have the hills shining as if it was fine creels of gold they were rising to the sky.
Is it talking now you are of Knock and Ballyvore? It's ourselves in finer sights than the like of them, I'm telling you, when we were sitting a while back hearing the birds and the bees humming in every weed of the ditch. When we be smelling the sweet, beautiful smells that be rising in the warm nights.
There's little use talking with the like of him.
Would you cure Mary Dole, your reverence? She's a quiet poor woman, never did hurt to any, or said a hard word saving only when she'd be vexed with himself there, or the young girls would be making game of her below.
If you have any sense, Mary, kneel down at my feet, and I'll bring the sight again to your eyes.
You will not, Holy Father. Would you have her looking on me and saying hard words to me till the hour of death?
If she's wanting her sight, I wouldn't have the like of you stop her at all. Kneel down, Mary, I'm saying.
Let us be as we are, Holy Father. And then we'll be known again in a short while as the people is happy and blind and be having an easy time with no trouble to live and we getting halfpence on the road.
Let you not be a raven fool, Mary Dowell. Kneel down now and let him give you your sight. And himself can be sitting here if he likes it best and taking halfpence on the road.
That's the truth, Mary.
If he had your sight, Mary, you could be walking up for him and down with him and stitching his clothes and keeping a watch on him day and night, the way no other woman had come near him at all.
That's the truth, maybe.
Kneel down, I'm saying, for it's in haste I am to be going on with the marriage and be walking on my own way before the fall of night.
Kneel down, Mary, kneel down when you've been by the sea.
Maybe it's right there, and I will if you wish it, Holy Father.
Go aside now, Martin Dowell. We're not wanting you here.
Keep off yourself, Holy Father. Let you not be taking me rest from me in the darkness of me wife. What call is the like of you to be coming between married people that you're not understanding at all? And be making a great mess with the holy water you have and the length of your prayers? Go on, know what I'm saying, and leave us here on the road.
If it was a seeing man I heard talking to me the like of that, I'd... no, you're a poor blind sinner, God forgive you, and I don't mind you at all. Go aside now till I give the blessing to your wife. And if you won't go with your own will, there are those standing by who will make you, surely.
Come along now, don't mind him at all.
Let you take that man and drive him down upon the road.
Make him let me go, Holy Father. Make me let him go. I'm saying you may cure him this day or anything you will.
Let him be, then. Let him be if his senses has come to him at all.
You may cure yourself, Holy Father. I wouldn't stop you at all. And this great joy she'll have looking on your face. But let you cure myself along with her. The way I see when it's lies she's telling, and be looking out day and night upon the holy man, God.
Men who are dark a long while and thinking over queer thoughts in their heads aren't the like of simple men who'd be working every day and praying and living like ourselves. So if he has found a right man and a right mind at the last minute, I'll cure him if the Lord will, and not be thinking of the hard, foolish words he's have to say in this day to us all.
I'm waiting now, Holy Father. Where's your little can of water?
With the power of the water from the grave of the four beauties of God, with the power of this water, I'm saying that I put upon your eyes...
If I am a poor dark sinner, I have sharp ears, God help me, and I've left you with a big head on you. And it's well I heard the little splash of the water you had there in the can. Go on now, Holy Father, for if you're a fine saint itself, it's more sense in a blind man, and more power maybe than you're thinking at all. That you walk on now with your worn feet and your wilted knees and your fast and holy ways, a thin, pitiful arm. Or if there's a right, some of you have to be working and sweating the like of Timmy the Smith. And the right, some of you have to be fasting and praying and talking holy talk the like of yourself. I'm thinking it's a good right ourselves have to be sitting blind, hearing a soft wind turning round the little leaves of the spring, and feeling the sun, and we not tormenting our souls with the sight of the grey days, and the holy men, and the dirty feet that's trampling the world. Come here with me, Mary Dole.
It's an unlucky, fearful thing, I'm thinking, to have the like of that man living with us at all, the townland of Grinan. Wouldn't he bring down a curse upon his holy father from the heavens of God?
God has great mercy, but great wrath for them that sin.
Go on now, Matador. Go on from this place. Let you not be bringing great storms and frost on us, maybe from the power of the Lord.
Keep off now, they helping lot here, or it's more than one maybe will get a bloody head on him with the pitch of me stone. Go on, keep off now. Let you not be afeard, for we're going on, the two of us, to the towns of the south, where the people will have kind voices, maybe, and we won't know their bad looks or their villainy at all. Come along now, Mary. We'll be walking to the south, for we've seen too much of everyone in this place. And it's small joy we'd have living near them, or hearing the lies they do be telling from the grey of dawn till the fall of night.
That's the truth, surely. And we'd have a right to be gone, if it's a long way itself, as I've heard them say, where you do have to be walking with a slower wet on the one side and a slower wet on the other, and you go on a stony path with a north wind blowing behind.
There's a power of deep rivers with floods in them where they do have to be lipping the stones and you go on to the salt. So I'm thinking the two of them will be drowned together in a short while, surely.
They have chosen their lot, and the Lord have mercy on their souls. And let the two of you now come up into the church, Molly Byrne and Timmy the Smith, till I make your marriage and put my blessing on you all.
And so you see, Bridget, blessings are often contrary, so they are.
Yes, Willie. The meaning of your story is plain, and I'd be foolish to close my eyes to it. Through the break in my heart, the tender memories are overflowing. But there's nary a drop of bitterness there. What's to be, will be.
Aye, Bridget. And as the fellow said, if death was a thing that money could buy, the rich would live and the poor would die.
Oh, the will of the Almighty be done. God bless you, Willie the Waker. God bless you.
Willie, tell me, do you expect me to believe that that story is true?
Ah, what vile stuff they serve at wakes in the West of Ireland. True, did you say? Well, no, Mr. Singh. I wouldn't want to be telling a man of your education what to believe or what not to believe. But here's a bit of advice you can take back to Dublin with you, and give it to the powerful professors at Trinity, and tell them to spread it on the four winds as gospel. The best-like storyteller is him that tells his listeners not a tale that's true, but one that they want to hear, not giving you a short answer.
Yes, Willie, but you haven't explained
it. Will you hold your whisht, man? Don't you see I'm having troubles of me own? The blasted stuff has evaporated, so it has. There's a divil a drop left in the juggine. Divil a drop.